Hello again, it's your friend Dre. Just like last episode, this is a warning just to say the audio on this episode is kinda rank. It's kinda nasty because on my end I left the wrong microphone on, which means I sound like I'm in a tin can. As well, there's a little bit of background noise on Josh's end this time. I tried to cut it down as best as I could, but there are still traces of it when he's speaking. But thanks for sticking with us through this. It's going to be back to normal next episode. I am not making this mistake again. Let me tell you that. Editing has been a pain. Have fun. Jay Marshall and Joshua Miller are not professionals in any fields, so please do not follow anything they say or do. If Josh asks you to try his root of all evil sauce, defer to Rule 1. Lastly, if you're a doctor wishing to express medical concerns, good luck. Nothing can stop us at this point.
Welcome to Adam's Freemasons, the only podcast where we meet one and only one type of free for a full business week every month. I'm Jay, and I'm dying.
And I'm Josh, and I'm walking on sunshine. Ooh, woo, woo, baby.
So, this is the Friday of the episode. No, oh, fuck. Ugh.
Yeah, it's the Friday of the episode.
Oh, no.
I can hear it in your voice. I'm living on sunshine. You're living in hell.
I'm currently wading through some stuff. My bod. I didn't sleep last night. Very good. I fell asleep at 3, and I had woken up at like 6 yesterday, so that was a bad vibe to sleep on.
Yeah.
Oh, my words aren't working today, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's our very good Friday episode where you go to hell.
I feel like a regular Christopher Walken.
Yeah, bud. Yeah, that makes sense.
No. That makes any sense. No. No, but like, he has the funny voice. He's like, But Kevin Spacey, you're a cat now.
Kevin Spacey, don't feed your cat boy milk. They'll shit themselves.
What is this, huh?
No, that was Christopher Walken.
But in the funny movie Nine Lives, where he says, Kevin Spacey, you're a cat now, so don't try to get out of it.
Man, this is good.
look at me.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best, bud.
Look, I say let's get you focused. Let's get you some oats in your body. Have you eaten yet?
I haven't.
Well, you should.
And I'm not going to.
You're fasting today?
I'm not fasting today. I'm gonna eat after the recording, but I can't. Oh. My mouth sounds are gonna be so much worse after the bar.
Oh, yeah, but that's why you drink water immediately. It replaces the mouth sounds with wet.
But then the water will also cause mouth sounds.
Yeah, you know, you got a point. When you're right, you're right.
The recording advice that I remember from a lot of articles I read was, don't drink water right before the podcast. Don't do it.
Well, that's stupid. I'm drinking water right now.
Yeah, but you also don't talk too close to the mic.
That's true. I try to lean away because I'm cool and sexy.
Incredible.
Hey, let's get in our motion. So what's the first one? What's the first question we gotta ask?
First thing that we gotta do is, how does it taste, bud? How does it taste?
How does it taste? Well, I would say I don't like the texture. I'm okay with the taste itself. Texture sucks. I've learned to meditate so that I no longer have to eat as much, and it has stopped me from suffering greatly. And I have come to terms with always being hungry, so the flavor is hunger.
It tastes like feet. Yes, I was really... It was worrying yesterday because my body was telling me absolutely not to eat it.
Yeah, no, I was getting some of those too. It's like you look at it and you're like, man, every bone in my body wants to not consume another one of these bad boys.
I was literally being physically stopped from eating the bar. And then I finally worked myself up to go eat one. And I sat down at a table and I started eating it. And I'm imagining this is what it feels like if you had to eat, like, sand.
Oh.
Because literally my mouth was slowly very slowly eating it, and I was like, oh my god, what is this taste?
Yeah.
Every aspect of the bar that I once thought good and even a fraction of okay disappeared. It felt like I was eating dirt.
Honestly, I kind of agree with you. It's the feeling of all those goddamn oats all the time. I'm not a horse. I don't want any more fucking oats.
I don't need oats. I'm a man.
I am a man, not a mouse.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a lot of funny topical humor today. You know, I don't even have a Shack watch. I don't have any funny surprise bits today. Because I'm really just... Why is my arm hurting? Oh, God!
Your arm's hurting because you... I actually almost passed out yesterday. Like, I was walking up the stairs, and I straight up, like, vision completely gone. I was holding myself up by the hands on the ground. I almost ate shit and passed out.
I had the opposite effect, where I almost didn't do anything related to sleep.
How many of those bad boys did you eat before bed?
Zero.
Damn. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, I believe this is what we call in the business malnutrition.
Yeah, that might be it, actually.
It's really not good.
Nope. No, it isn't. But today is our final day.
Final day. Final day. Final and I'm day. So excited.
All we
I'm
gotta
so
do excited. Is get
after
through
the Talk
these
to Toy Money Hour.
Yeah, after the Talk to Toy Money Hour, we get to go ham. But right now, we gotta get through our special topics we talk about every single episode.
Every episode.
Every episode, buddy. We can do this together.
Which means we're going to go into the trivia section. And I actually plan for this one to be longer than usual because, you know, the funny factor in this episode was quite small.
Yeah.
We only have been going for 5 minutes. Normally it's a sweet 10. So let's go into the trivia section.
Yeah, it's because of the suffering, my friend.
It is the suffering.
It gets you. It really gets
it's
you
like
when you're not paying attention.
We're in a wrestling... We are in a wrestling match with our hunger. And when you get into the ring, it's like, oh, God, wow, what has it been, an hour? No, it's been 50 seconds, kid. What?
Yeah. Huh? I'm telling you, you gotta, legs crossed, hands together, get in a good brain and think, I am hungry and that's okay. And I gotta move past this. And if I eat something, I'll want to shoot myself.
So I have two themes today.
Yes.
I'm focusing heavily on protein bars, trivia-wise.
Nice, I love that.
Because I did talk about Food Lion a lot. Also, I couldn't find anything else about Food Lion that wasn't dumb and stupid and not
you
funny.
You keep saying it Food Lion, but we do know that it's Food Town.
Food Town, yes it's Food Town. Oh my, sorry. I'm trying to activate. First, Utah County, Utah, ABC4 News. A Utah County company is accused of not doing enough to protect its workers during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a former employee has filed a lawsuit. Apparently, the protein bar company Built Bar has been keeping people in close quarters, real close, shoulder to shoulder, and not providing a sanitary work environment. Someone wrote a 12-page amended complaint that alleges Built Bar put company profits over its people.
Oh, no.
It's incredible. And, you know, they're suing it for more than $300,000.
Good, I think.
Actually, they sued it, which was in... It was May 26th.
Damn.
Yeah, this is a month ago. And I haven't actually had Built Bar.
I also have not. And I can't fake a reaction here. I am so jaded that this is not surprising to me at all.
It's not, but it's just, like, for protein bars, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even have the words for it. It's like, just imagine any other company. It's protein bars, you know?
Yeah, you never really expect it to be the thing that you don't expect it to be.
Well, that's the thing. It's not that I didn't expect it. It's just, like, so dumb. It's protein bars. Build your body, satisfy your cravings. It will do neither of those things, I know that for a fact.
Oh, man.
Fuck off, Built Bar. Oh my god.
I had someone, when I mentioned what I was doing, just say ooh and then walk away. So that's an exciting thing. Some of the several microaggressions that I have felt.
My family, last night,
Wait, hold on. Don't say we're fucked up yet.
What?
Don't say how fucked up your adventure was. Cause
okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, because you're right, so much... and I want to get into that, but we have to get through our first things. We got
to get through
this.
Our first thing. Let me move in. Steamroll. Bam. Steam we're out
roll,
of Built Bar. Built Bar sucks.
Shit. Bill...
Protein bars. Good or bad?
In general?
I actually have three themes. The first theme was companies kind of suck. Theme number two.
Yeah.
Protein bars. When should you eat them?
Because
we're doing it wrong.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong.
We're doing it bad.
I mean, it's kind of our job, but yes, we are definitively doing it wrong.
It's our job. We're doing it awful. It stinks. It's bad. I'm getting a migraine.
Oh, yikes, bud. I have had back pain out the wazoo. But more importantly, I would say it's nice to have them when you're hungry, especially after doing something.
Well, that's the thing. I'm reading an article right now. That's the trivia. It tells us exactly when. Because they did a 9-week study.
Oh, damn. That's like 3 months.
They gave people protein bars to eat daily. And they did like resistance training. And another trained without eating the protein bars. And it turns out that the people who ate the protein bars gained lean muscle mass while the other group did not. They didn't get it. They were sitting there, ugh, and then they got home and they looked at their muscles and they went, this isn't lean at all! This is... Oh, it's so fat! Like, they were upset.
Yeah, they weren't generally a lean, mean-killing machine.
But this article that I'm reading, and this is from Penn State, they found out that the time to eat the protein bars is after you eat, actually.
Oh, like right after you eat?
Right, because, and I'm going to try to pronounce the word, I'm not really that much of a scientist, glycogen stores. This is... The energy
Jay.
From the bars is stored in your glycogen stores.
Jay.
Yes.
You pronounced it correctly. And do you know why
I
know that?
Why?
Because I'm something of a scientist myself.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you. no. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The violence is coming out. Where's the
rage.
Knife? No.
Please fill in the L's.
The glycogen stores. The energy from the bars is stored in your glycogen stores, and while you're working out, the energy will be taken from the glycogen stores instead of your fat stores.
Oh, okay.
So if you're trying to burn fat, if you're trying to get slim, you don't munch a bar and then exercise. You exercise and then munch a bar.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And the vibe, the energy, goes directly to your brain, and you lose that fat.
Smart. I like that.
It's smart. And I think it's interesting, because I never thought about it that way. I didn't even think about protein bars as something you eat at all around a workout, even though that's what it's meant for.
Well, now I have to do my 30 reps of 40 and crunch a protein bar afterwards.
Yeah. So that was theme two. Theme three is other people have done the challenge.
Oh, for real?
Yes. Except one, I believe Purdue, one is actually university sanctioned, and one is just a YouTube channel.
Oh, damn. Did we steal from a YouTuber?
We did not steal. Well, we kind of stealed. Stole! Stole!
Ooh,
stole! I'm
stupid.
An English major!
No
I speak English! I'm real!
Your
I'm
first
sorry.
Language is stupid.
The person from Purdue University ate nothing but protein bars for 3 days.
Oh, you know, like how a baby would do it if they were a baby.
Right. They didn't enjoy it. It wasn't fun. And they bought and compared to us, they bought a far larger sample size. It was a lot of different flavors, which I expect helped a lot because some protein bars have like a brownie flavoring and a brownie texture.
Yeah, it's the texture change. I'm not really worried about the flavor as much as it's the texture that would have saved my life.
Do you know how good it would have been just to eat like a brownie, like texture? It would have been so good. They ate a whole bunch, and their stomach really was not happy with it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And
but...
here's something that we can relate to. My roommate made an amazing panini on our stove for lunch. I burned my favorite protein bar attempting to broil it to get the feeling of a warm lunch.
That's so sad.
It's depressing, but it's our life, isn't it?
Oh,
huh?
I actually, yeah, very, very specifically, yesterday I had my milk at 9 at night And I dipped a protein bar in it, really hoping that it would get even a little bit less dry. And it didn't.
You have to drink the milk while you eat it.
I did.
That's the important part.
I did. Of course I did. I didn't drink the milk separately. Stank. But I tried to dip the thing in the milk. And it ended poorly for me. Because apparently they are naturally resistant to being wet or good.
Anyway, the point is, this person really did not enjoy this. And they're from Purdue University and did this in college as, like, their own personal study. Now, there's a YouTube channel, I'm going to say the name of it, Peyton Michi, 205,000 subscribers.
Wow.
On the YouTubes. And they only ate protein bars for a week. They went longer than we did. 2 days longer.
Oh.
But, as an exception, they only ate Quest bars.
Oh, well, those are better than what we have.
Right. Well, I read something about how Quest bars are bad for you, but it didn't seem like sanctioned. It didn't seem like worth it.
Totinos are bad for you.
Yeah, precisely. As in, like, there's something in them that makes them worse than whatever we're eating. But something interesting, they focused a lot more on how it affects the body rather than, like, energy levels. They did talk about energy levels, and I want to talk about how their results actually mirrored ours in some ways, but...
Cool.
They did this more from what I understand from the video, from weight loss and trying to shape their body more properly. So you're only eating protein bars. They did a lot of body checks. They were like, am I only any skinnier? And overall, they said that not really. They did in some degree, but it really wasn't enough for it to be viable or anything.
Right.
And on top of that, they were having headaches. They couldn't sleep. Which is exactly the symptoms that I'm feeling right now.
That's true. You are having both of those problems.
Which is amazing. And they said, you know, they just had stomach problems. Now, I have no idea how much fiber are in Quest bars. And I'm actually going to look that up now. But, you know, it's extremely interesting to see other people who are doing the similar thing.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool.
It is very cool. I enjoy hearing about it. It's good to know that they did it for the... betterment of their bodies, and we did it for the worsenment of our bodies.
Yeah, we did it because we're dumbasses, and it wasn't really for the betterment of their body necessarily. I think they went into this knowing it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, but it's a good way to figure out if it has any potential to be even a little bit good.
That's true, it's true. Well, let's see. Nope, there's more fiber. There is more fiber. It's double the fiber.
Wow. Yeah, that would explain the stomach problems, bud.
Let me see. Let me figure this out. This can't be per bar, right? It's 21 grams of protein, 4 carbs, 4 net carbs, 1 gram of sugar, and 15 grams of fiber.
Oh.
That's double what we are intaking.
That's
so this person's a real soldier. They really went through it. Although, again, I don't know if this is per bar. It doesn't say per bar anywhere. I'm not really seeing any nutritional information. Oh, wait.
Waiting.
There it is. Serving size is 1 bar. Wow, yeah, really. Every bar has 200 calories, 15 grams of dietary fiber. That's more than 50% of your daily fiber.
Yikes. Oh, that is not good.
It's not good. And they did this for, from what I'm gleaming, a whole week. Now, we obviously have no way to verify if they actually did it, but at the same time, y'all don't have a way of verifying if we actually did it.
That's true.
So I'm gonna shut my fucking mouth.
I mean, I promise I did. I promise.
I also promise I did. If I didn't, you know...
I think my mental and physical state would be a lot different right now if I had not.
I would be happier.
I think you would be happy, and I would not have learned how to meditate. So one of us would actually not have profited. Okay.
I profited because I learned how to actually defeat anyone in combat.
If you make them eat protein bars for a week, they will be weak enough for you to destroy.
No, actually, all I have to do is take my fist and ball it up real tight, right?
Uh-huh.
And what's that in my fist? It's a quarter. Now, I put it behind their ear, and I pull it out, and I say, this is your quarter.
God. Okay.
Now, they're focused on my right hand. This is the misdirection. My left hand has a protein bar already unwrapped.
Oh, shit.
And then I say, would you like a tasty snack? And they say yes, and I hold up the protein bar. They want to eat the protein bar because they haven't eaten it for a week. It seems like it seems fine. It's something you would want to eat after eating a lot of umami. And then I shove the quarter into their mouth, shut their mouth, and punch them directly in the chest.
Oh my god, that'll make them rattle around like a Pez dispenser.
And they fall over. I did this to Tebow.
Dude.
He was so smug about his exercise energy.
We talked about your abuse of Tebow.
But Tebow!
You can't keep doing this, dude. Tebow is an important member of our society as a person.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
I don't know who Tebow is.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. First of all, Tebow is like exercise guy. He does I forget what it's called. Tebow. Is this correct? I don't know. Cause he's supposed to be a man. What the fuck?
He's supposed to be.
Am I thinking of someone? I'm sorry.
You might have invented Tebow.
There was a guy. No, I did not invent Tebow. Workout video. Tebow. It's T-A-E. Is that not? No, there he is. Billy
Can
Blank.
Can you toss me a picture
is
of this
dude?
Is
that his name? Oh, shit. Tebow was the workout all along.
Tebow was the workout.
Was it? Is this man's name Billy Blanks?
Can...
When I grew up, I got DVDs. Fuck. I got DVDs from my library because when I was a kid, I was really interested in, like, you know, getting fit, working out, getting a
big, muscular
six-pack.
Yeah, getting ripped.
And so I'd get these DVDs that say Tebow on the front, and I thought that the man in the video was named Tebow.
Oh my god.
I stopped watching them. And I still remember them as Tebow. It looks like the man's name is Billy Blank. And the exercise is called Tebow.
Oh.
Which really fucked me up, because when I typed in Tebow into Google, I got a character from iCarly, which was the crazy black man who's always walking around with something on a stick. He goes, do you want a pickle on a stick?
Oh, I remember that guy. He had stuff on a stick.
Do you want donuts on a stick? They fit perfectly. Anyway.
They do fit perfectly.
Point is, I thought Tebow was the man.
Damn.
I punched Billy Blanks.
Well, okay, well, first
number
of all...
Number one Tebow master.
This is... I'm completely lost and I'd like to move on from this.
I'm sorry, it's revolution. This is a big thing. This is a big thing for me.
So
this is
you,
a whole paradigm shift.
When you were a baby, were stupid and thought that the word on the cover... What, did you think Toy Story was the name of the little toy man?
Yes!
Stupid.
He was the Toy Story!
That's him, he's John Toy Story.
Don't you know about the story of Job?
Jote.
His name was Job!
What if his name was Jote, with a T?
He was Jote and the devil beat his ass.
Joan and the devil beat his ass.
Welcome to Adam Food and Item, Christian Hour.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm done with that.
Here's my Christian thought. The Lord's name in vain is not about saying, oh my god. It's about, like, using the Lord's name and being evil with it.
What the hell are you even saying?
I have thoughts and emotions, you know?
Let's move to how we could fix the bars.
Yes. I think I kind of hit it nail on the head, but I will think of another version. Could you start, please?
Remove the chocolate completely.
Wow, so you just want to be, like, unhappy.
No, remove the chocolate completely. Because here's the thing.
Huh?
You remember the pizza rolls?
I remember of them.
They had one flavor.
Yes.
It was burning.
No.
And it was salt.
Yes.
The bars, all the different flavors in the bars taste like feet to me.
So how would removing the chocolate flavor help?
You remove the chocolate, and it's just the oats. The oats are all that you're tasting. I don't think there's any protein in the chocolate. I think it's just chocolate flavoring to make the oat mess on top more appealing.
Huh.
But it's just the distraction.
Oh.
Like everything else in this stupid world that we're living in.
Okay, so...
I'm gonna be the architect!
You.
Oh my god! I'm sorry. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, it's okay. Was that a Death Note reference?
Oh, what? Huh? What? Who said what?
What was that a reference to, my man?
No, I didn't say anything. Okay. No, I don't speak.
No, that's good. No, it's okay.
Colloquially, I'm the freak that comes out at night.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot to unpack. And my stomach just growled really loudly. I'm losing a little bit of focus because my stomach is hungry. And by hungry, I mean it has literally never growled this loud in at least 5 years. Yeah. I would say that you're incorrect and stupid as fuck. And I would like to change the bar by removing the oats.
So you just want chocolate?
No. Replace the oats with small wood clippings.
No.
No, but hear me out.
Oh,
chocolate and wood is both flammable and edible.
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not.
You're making fun of me for fun. Because you know that wood ain't edible normally.
Dude, you said edible glue existed. I am guaranteed edible wood exists. There's edible Legos, there's not... edible glue,
no.
Edible wood.
Well, yeah, there's edible Legos because they make it out of sugar. If they made edible wood, it wouldn't be edible wood. It would just be sugar bricks.
Have you ever heard of bark, like the food?
Yeah, but that's not like, that isn't though.
Yeah,
that's
but not what make it that is. Into a bar and you fixed it. As Kelmico once said, easy breezy.
I want to go where the humans live in the Tonka Toy Money Hour.
Oh, we're already on Tonka time? Let's get
I'm it. Taking it to Tonka.
Toot toot, let's toot my horn. Get me out of here, please. I'm in pain.
Today's program was sponsored by Hibub, the number one fitness regimen in the world.
Look at this.
Have you ever wanted to kick ass?
Yes.
Well, go somewhere else.
Oh.
This program is about fitting your body up to the fit. Get a Fitbit. Recognize how many steps you take a day. And quadruple them.
Oh.
Knee yourself in the stomach. I promise the results will come. I don't remember what Taibo was.
It was a workout.
It was a workout, but I don't exactly. I remember we did a lot of knees to eight. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but with the knees. Yeah. Oh, can I just slip in a disclaimer here? No, we're not sponsored by anyone. You know.
Yeah, we don't. We've never actually received a single sponsorship.
We're sponsored by Anchor, but that's it.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Anchor, and that is quite literally it. All of the other sponsorships,
that's all of it.
Is because I love them very much.
Yeah.
But if you do want to sponsor, hey, we got options for you to get on money.
Oh yeah, we'll be really funny, and I think we'll be on top of it if you just send us in a sponsorship. Like, for example, Wendy's, if you send us in a sponsorship, we'll reject it.
Whoa. But what about their very epic and funny Twitter account?
Hey. Whoa, you know?
Whoa,
They're doing the labor bad, so I'm saying let's go straight to the pre-roll ads.
All right, bada boom, bada bing.
Welcome back to the show.
I'm here, and I'm having a great time with my friend. With this new level of big brain and existentialism that I've earned after finally coming to terms that I will always be hungry and have no choice over the matter, I feel like I could take on the world.
Could you, though?
I could. And, Jay...
Well, I'm sending the world over to your house now, so do you have any weapons? Do you need me to send those?
I have a wooden sword and a plushy animal.
Would you like some sort of A gun weapon in America, you can get it so easy nowadays.
I feel like that would be against the point. It's kind of gauche to use a gun.
Yeah, but like, it's the world, though.
Yeah, but like, it's
Well, the
gauche.
world's gonna be bringing all of their guns, is the thing.
Well, yeah.
And their weapons, and their and some of them do have sexual toys.
I don't like the implications.
Well, they're really big, the big ones, you know?
Oh, just like Funny Saints are a video game.
Yeah, just like funny. Yeah, just like that.
Hey Jay, hey, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah?
I am implementing a bit of story time here for us.
Yeah?
Before we get into what we want to do, I'd like you to answer the question of, hey man, what the fuck?
I'm off my shits, dog.
We have had to experience many microaggressions, for our very good funny diet. And I would like you to tell me three of your favorites that really stuck with you, that really just broke your whole shit. It just made you want to explode. Like, goddamn, why is this happening to me? Please feed me anything but these goddamn bars.
The first one was when I remembered that Pepsi Fire
Don't fuck with me.
existed in the past. That fucked me up.
Pepsi Fire is quite literally the best Pepsi ever. The fact that
I
Cowards discontinued it makes me unhappy at all times, and I'm mad.
disagree that it's the best soda of any
I said
kind.
Pepsi, you clown.
Yeah, but I mean of any kind. I don't even know if it's the best Pepsi. 'Cause here's the thing, I'm not a Pepsi aficionado.
Neither am I, but I've had Pepsi Fire, and that sells it for me, baby.
Pepsi Fire was a unique experience, and I'd like to have it again. And if someone offered me one of those little shits, I'd drink it up and break the challenge.
My immediate gut reaction was I would also, but I think, and
We wouldn't, though.
this hurts for me, is that I wouldn't break
Yeah.
it, and I would just have to watch as they took the Pepsi Fire away from me, and
Yeah.
that would probably permanently hurt me in ways that I cannot
Yeah, which is
describe.
especially scathing because getting it is so hard nowadays.
It is. You can't just like go to the store and get Pepsi Fire. You have to like go to the store and get Pepsi Fire.
Right. Number two was when my father walked around the house and said, "I'm going to buy shrimp salad sandwich for myself. Would you like some?"
Oh.
But he wasn't being serious. He was messing with me because he knows how much I loved that shrimp salad sandwich.
Damn.
And number three was when my very good SO had walked to the store and had bought three pies. That's I just want the pies, you know?
Yeah, bud.
I'm thinking about the fact that they could buy three pies and I can buy zero pies.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I mean, not hey, it's not bad. It's not like they walked around saying, "Oh, I got some pies. I got some pies." Like they couldn't do that. So
But
I
you
don't know if
knew,
that
but
they
you
didn't
knew.
because they couldn't. Did I know?
You knew. You're telling me, so you
But
knew.
it's the existence of the pies was made known to me.
Yes, thank you for using
And it
passive
was
voice.
sad. Sad. Now, what were your what the fuck
I don't
moments?
know if they're numbered, but man, what the fuck? At my work, most of these are at my work because I work a normal shift at a restaurant, a morning normal shift when I'm most hungry at a restaurant, and I can't do anything about that. I think this is probably the one that's the worst for me is they made food. They were cooking, they were doing their thing, making food, and they were like, "This is extra." And right where I was chopping whatever I was chopping, they tossed down a perfectly made extra bacon breakfast wrap.
Oh, you didn't say extra bacon when you were telling me about that. Fuck, though. No. They owe you. They owe you.
No, the other one that they did is right on the adjacent one. You remember the one where I snapped a picture of there being donuts. She, my boss, both made the entire shrimp salad and then put it on a wrap and then rolled the wrap right in front of me. And I have never seen something so delicious. I am so hungry all the time, and I want one so goddamn bad. I want it, and I don't know if I can ever get it, and I want it. And it fucks me up. It fucks me up that I had to turn down shrimp. Two wraps. Wraps are my favorite category of food.
We can get some wrap material and then buy shrimp salad.
We could.
It might not be exact, but we can satisfy your hunger.
I may hold off and see if I can get one from my job, if I'm lucky, on before.
That's fair.
But because I believe we do have our own meal that I would like to talk about in a minute. And my third thing is Echo Mod Mice's burrito adventure. Where Echo posted the best burrito I've seen in a very, very long time. And then I said, man, I wish I could get one. And she said, yeah, they said, then do it.
Get one.
Yeah, they were just like, then do it. And I was like,
I saw the thread, and I genuinely, and I feel bad about this. I like Echo Mod Mice. I was, like, physically holding myself from just writing, fuck off. Like, ugh!
Obviously,
but I didn't,
no
because
hard.
We're doing this to ourselves. What?
Jay?
Yeah?
Check Twitter.
Check.
Two?
I have to get my phone real quick.
2 minutes ago. Pillsbury replied to at @infoodnitem and at @NASA. Oh, that's a classic one. It's okay. Let me say that one again. 2 minutes ago, Pillsbury, yeah. The official account, replied to at @infoodnitem and NASA. And Pillsbury said, oh, that's a classic one. We'll let our team know you'd like Pillsbury space food sticks back.
They're lying!
They're lying, but can you imagine?
They're not gonna do it! They're not gonna do it! We need a revolution.
We need a revolution. We need more people asking about this. They saw, dude!
Add, hashtag, add, in, food, sticks, ADIN, space, food, sticks.
And it's not the space bar, it's the word space.
Space.
I want those space food sticks.
S-P-A-C-E food sticks.
I want them like Tab where they suck. I want them to suck and I want to have them.
And we'll eat them for a full week if they come back.
Absolutely, guaranteed. God
not
damn.
Not a full week, a full business week. We
three
will.
Minutes ago, dude. 3 minutes!
3 minutes, that's incredible.
That is astonishing. I saw the notification that I was like, oh, I wonder which Guy Montgomery tweet Jay retweeted this time.
hey, fuck off.
I don't know who that is.
Guy Montgomery is from The Worst Idea of All Time.
Oh.
Another good podcast. Wow, my audacity is really slowing down for some reason, and it's making me a little anxious. Is that my computer? No, it's just Audacity.
I Audacity's working pretty much fine for me.
Well, my computer's on the edge of destruction every day.
Let's try to get through our content this video, and then let your computer fall apart.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What's up next, bud? What do I want to eat?
Yeah, immediately.
That's not where we are.
That's not where we go?
That's not... Well, that is where we're going. We'll do it extended. I'm dumb. I'm deleting this whole section.
No. Play with me here. What were you thinking, Jay?
I wasn't. I wasn't. I wasn't thinking. I need help, you know? I need somebody help. That's what I need.
Okay. But you can't eat somebody. So
people kind of food.
No. Ooh, cannibalism. Cannibalism.
Cannibalism is funny.
Cannibalism.
You know, if I ever need to, you know, get some of that funny irreverent humor that we're so known for by no one.
By literally
I can
no
just
one.
Bring up cannibalism.
You can, and I will immediately shoot you in the nuts. Jay, what the fuck do you want to eat? What comes next?
I've already said what I personally am actually going to eat next. But I'm going to list off some of the foods that I actually really, really, really have been fiending for.
Yes, please.
Really good fries.
Oh, me too, dude.
Like, high-quality seasoned fries. You know?
Yes.
Maybe some Nathan's fries. Maybe, like, I don't know, Cajun fries, if I could get my hands on those. Get some, I'll even take that McDonald's fry. Even though I said I'd never go back to a fast food chain after finding out that, you know, most of it is bad.
Yeah.
Except for, apparently, Taco Bell.
We can probably get some
Although
fries
Taco Bell's meat isn't, like, Taco Bell's meat isn't enough meat that it could be legally classified as meat.
True.
It is called, like, I think it's, I don't know the word for it, I think it's red goo?
I don't care, it tastes good.
No, but that's the thing, because you think red goo would be horrible, but actually, it's a lot of oats.
Yeah, red goo's, you think it's bad because it's cheap and it's not meat, but the truth is, it's bad because it's not meat, but it tastes good, because it's...
Yeah, I'd like to have it.
Good. And
that's
like
the only place
it.
That I'm probably going to go. I might have a quesarito.
Yeah, I would like to invoke the ancient term of quesarito.
I might have a quesarito.
And I am going to go off on a small tangent here, because quesaritos are probably the best food that's ever been invented. For a long
okay,
time,
tell me why.
Between me, Jay, and our good friend Clayton, and also Lyle, we fantasized over Crunchwrap Supremes, for there were thousands of dollars on defense, but none for a single Crunchwrap Supreme. But the Crunchwrap Supreme is only the first layer of the ocean that is a quesarito. I am not endorsed by Taco Bell. I am not. I probably will never be, and that makes me sad personally. But quesaritos are so fucking good. If you make one at home, do it. That sounds like an amazing idea. It is literally my two favorite things, and it's one thing. I
now,
fucking love quesaritos. Yeah, what's up?
Because you said we'll never be endorsed by Taco Bell.
I don't know if what we do is Taco Bellable.
What if we did?
I would lose my shit.
Taco Bell for a week.
Taco Bell
for anything off the Taco Bell. Anything off the Taco Bell menu is fair game as long as it's not a dessert. It's all fair game. Off KFC, off of Taco Bell.
You can do that. If I do it, I'm choosing one food. It'll probably be a contract.
It'll be a quesarito for me.
I don't want to... What if we ruin quesaritos?
Well, then there goes another food. I mean, like... We're gonna ruin plenty of foods for ourselves.
You might be right. And they might be giants. I would like you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we talked... not yesterday. The metaphorical yesterday. We talked about... the meal. The skillet.
Right.
I would like you to describe in depth... the construction and final product of this skillet.
Well, red potatoes cut up into like quarters, not quite quarters,
mm-hmm.
but like little cubes, basically,
mm-hmm.
With skin left on so that they're real nice and, you know, you can feel that skin when you're eating it. We've got red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers, all bell peppers, along with onions, a small onion. And this is all going to be... what's the word for it? Roasted? We're roasting all of this.
Mmm.
Potatoes first, then onions, and then green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, all at once. And then we're going to fry some chorizo in a pan.
Oh, damn. That sounds tasty.
Fry it up nice and
cool. I am...
Kazam.
You mentioned before that Shaq went to LSU.
Yeah.
You forgot a very, 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 very important part of that.
Okay.
There is a Shaq statue at LSU.
That's, I'm gonna have to edit my voice in saying Kazam, because I thought you were doing a funny Shazam thing.
Oh no, I did mean Kazam, and it will be funny when you edit your voice in. I think
yeah.
they're the same thing. I don't know the difference.
One is white, and one is a genie.
That is incredulous. Here's one angle of the very good Shaq thing, that I think
okay,
is amazing.
Okay, let's get a look.
He's wearing the LSU thing.
Yes!
You can't quite see his nuts.
Yes!
He's doing
yes!
the dunk, dude.
Yes!
He's...
No, he's not. It's full pubis view.
Full pubis. I am...
You can see... I'm sure if you get to a very specific angle, you could probably see his junk.
They have fully sculpted and modeled Shaq's dick and balls.
This is amazing!
That is, it's very good. It's,
this
it's...
This is...
I literally can't believe you've never heard of this.
This is phenomenal! Yeah! How could I have never found the Shaq dunk?
There's a Shaq statue at LSU.
He's frozen in time in his best moment when he didn't become an MVP for dunking.
He didn't, and he's very angry about that. And I... God damn it, I can't believe you didn't find this. This is incredible. They made a statue of Shaquille O'Neal.
How did you find out about this?
I can't tell you.
You have to tell me.
You will learn. I cannot tell you right now.
You gotta tell me, though.
I can't. I can't tell you. I am abided by law to not tell you until the time is right.
Okay.
Because you will learn, and when you learn, there will be more to it, and you'll lose your shit.
I will lose my shit. My method right now is just Googling Shaq's name and looking at all the topical news.
Right, and that is very good, because that is how we watch Shaq. But...
Right.
It's...
But Shaquille
O'Neal at LSU.
I don't even have the brain power at this point to do anything about this. This is information... Can we go to LSU?
I would love to visit LSU. I feel like that's something I could get funding for, actually.
Episode 100.
We go visit episode the Shaq statue and sit in his lap.
We go to LSU, and we do an episode under the Shaq statue.
The whole episode? People would kick us out so fast.
Yeah, but like, sanctioned.
Sanctioned. We get LSU, we talk to, hey, LSU, yeah. Can we do an episode underneath your Shaq statue?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my god. That would be the ideal. I would love that. I would have such a fun time.
That's it. Okay, I'm saying it now. All we have to do is will it into existence. Focus so hard on something that we want that it happens.
We have to get extremely famous in 100 episodes.
Not extremely famous. We need to become moderately known to the point that when they say, no way, we can say, but look how many people will know that LSU is such a good school to go to.
Oh, so you want to use the influencer, the internet influencer strategy.
Sure. What I'm saying is, my point is, instead of say, please let us do it, we say, we are going to be under the Shaq statue in 100 episodes.
Yeah, fuck it. We're going to be under the Shaq statue in 100 episodes.
We are going to be under the Shaq statue in 100 episodes, doing the episode of the podcast. We are going to.
We are going to be under the Shaq statue in 100 episodes. I'm here for it.
We're going to play all of our cards right. We're going to be under the Shaq statue. We're going to do a very funny episode on Shaq's favorite food.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. I think in 200 episodes, I want to have Shaq on this bitch.
I don't.
Is he bad? I haven't never met Shaq.
No. Just from our reviews, from what I've heard, from what I know of Shaq.
He did get
so
really
far,
mad
that
he didn't get into MVP.
He seems like a fine guy to have on as your Good Burger cameo.
Mm-hmm. Well, but... I want to go underneath the Shaq statue, and I also would like to commission Shaq to smash a baseball with his bare hands. Just, like, pop it with his bare hands.
Now, that's something I'd be completely fine with.
Yeah,
yes.
I would like that. I would think that would be good for me to look at. Damn, dude.
This is a good revelation. Hey, this has been a monumental episode.
Hey, I am no longer Shazam. Kazam. Which one is it?
You did it again. It's Kazam.
It's Kazam. I am no longer Kazam.
Because he played a genie and he poofed himself out of existence trying to make a car appear.
Would you believe I have never seen either of those movies?
I saw Shazam.
Was it?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was a movie.
Oh, boy. Well, I think...
Yeah.
I think this one might be a short episode.
No, actually. This is actually... On par.
No, I know, but like, I'm thinking we're done.
We're done now? Well, I think I do have to do housekeeping.
That's what I mean. We go into housekeeping, but I think we've gotten the basics, and frankly, I am so excited for this day to be over because the most important thing to me, because it's the first thing that we're going to eat, because it has become what I would like to think is a tradition, and I'm going to try to keep it up through college, which is going to require driving, but I am made... Miso dip by Jay.
Yeah.
And then we eat chips, and we do this at 12:01, or last time, 1:01, or whatever it ended up being. And last time, we were watching Death Note, and we did it. It was my first time ever watching it, and I enjoyed it immensely. Not the movie.
Well, that was in the morning. We watched the movie right, at 12:01. Right, the movie
sucked. At 1:01 a.m. I literally fell asleep during Avatar.
Then we have to say it was not James Cameron's Avatar.
No, it was the really bad movie that made me want to cry because it was. I got really angry about how they did it, but that's
they did it on dirty.
They did it on dirty.
No, they did Aang dirty.
Yeah, they that's did his Aang name dirty now. And Sokka.
Sokka.
The miso dip is very exciting to me. It's a flavor that I am not used to. And it is literally making my mouth water thinking about it. I'm not kidding. I'm
it's so miso wet in the and mouth. Sour cream. Miso and sour yeah, cream. But, like, put them together in a bowl. Mix it up.
Mix it up. Miso have a big thing. Get some cream. Chips and dip it, baby. That shit's good. All right, let's keep some
our
houses.
Website is up.
Yes. Oh, my God. The website is so cool. I'm going to pull it up right
we
now.
We have
actually.
A website. Yeah, we have a website. It is adinfoodnitem.com. No dashes, no spaces. adinfoodnitum.com. I designed it in, like, under, I don't know, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It just has all the important stuff. We have some clips up on there. We have the actual podcast. If you go to the episodes list, you can listen to the podcast on the website. We have... forget. Oh my god. We have all of our podcast links where you can go to all the podcast places. We have all of our social media links, and we have a donate page, which I talked about last episode. I must say, you don't have to do it.
Yeah, I jokingly really showed don't for have money to. In the Tonka Toy Hour, but
yeah.
We're doing this for fun. You have this no propensity to donate to us. We don't need it. We're just having fun. And honestly, getting an endorsement, quote-quote, on the show. It's just us fucking around and playing a bit with whatever you give us.
Yeah. But that's the thing. If you really like the show and you want to support it, that's one of the ways. But if you don't have money, if you don't have a fungible income, go on social media. Fucking toot our name from the rooftops. Because the thing is, what we really want is to be able to have fun for as long as we can with this whole podcast situation. And we want to have fun with you, and we want to have fun with your friends, and we want to have fun with as many people as we can, because this is a vibe.
It is.
In addition to the website and the donating, we also have social media, which you should already know about. We have a Twitter, @infoodnitem, if you want all the updates on our Pillsbury craze.
And right an exclusive picture of LSU's Shaq statue, and you a are link to see anything Shaq we statue. Talk about. Anything we talk about, I will actually begin posting the @ of everyone we mention in the thing. I'm probably going to pin it.
That'd be good. And then, in addition, we have a Facebook group. That's if you want to be in a group with my father and a couple of my friends from college at this point. And then we have Instagram.
We do have Instagram.
Which is @_infoodnitem.
And
not post a lot of pictures.
Toot our own horns, but most of the little trailers that go up on Instagram are now on the website.
Yeah, they are. And it's very well. Let me check it out. I'm going to have to. I did the design for desktop users. I'm going to have to redesign it for
mobile pretty
users.
Well.
Huh?
Mobile worked pretty well. I opened it on mobile.
Well, on the episodes page, the word episodes, which is normally at the top, is now at the bottom. I just have to work on it. It'll be a labor of love.
Yeah. Good shit.
So anyway, thanks for watching. Thank you.
And please, have a day.
Have a day. Ding old dang dang. The